Good morning. Good morning and welcome to worship this morning. Whether you be here in the building or whether you're watching online live or later on during the week, I hope this morning's service will help you worship and praise God. So here we are, 3 weeks into a new year. And who's packed away their Christmas decorations? Probably everybody, I would say. More about that later on. Let's stand and sing our first couple of songs.
Come, now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are to worship. Come, just as you are before your God. Come. One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now. Come, now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are to you are before your God. Come. One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now. Come. To worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are to worship. Come, just as you are before your
pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we glorify you for everything you do for us, all the many blessings that you pour out upon us every single second of every single day. And Father, we'd like to take this opportunity now to just glorify your name in all the earth.
Glorify thy name.
To bring to the congregation at the moment? No? Okay. So, Elaine.
Good morning, church. After praying with others, we will conclude by praying together the Lord's Prayer, which will be on the screen. But now, please join me as we pray for others. Loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for the years that have passed, for the many blessings we've known as your people. As we journey into this new year, we pray that you will enlighten the eyes of our hearts that we might honour you as we serve you in 2023. Give us wisdom to make the best choices. Fill us with a desire to honour you according to your will. Thank you that your presence goes with us, and that your joy is never dependent on our circumstances, but it is a true and lasting strength. We ask that your peace will lead us, that you will guard our hearts and minds, and may your Holy Spirit dwell richly with us as we serve you. Lord, we continue to pray for our world, torn apart by divisions and strife. We pray for peace, especially for Ukraine, where so many are now homeless due to ongoing bombings. Lord, continue to lead all those in authority worldwide back into the way of peace. And Lord, we pray for all in Australia who have lost either their homes or livelihoods due to floods across our own nation. As the rivers rise and fall, we pray for support for all who are homeless, for courage, for wisdom. And Lord, please raise up people of faith who can offer the love of Christ amidst their pain. And Lord, we pray for those in the United States whose Christmas was torn apart by horrific snowstorms, for those now homeless, or grieving the loss of loved ones, we pray. And Lord, we pray for the vines. Guide us as we seek to share the love of Christ to all we meet along the way. And Lord, we all have a person or persons on our hearts who need your touch today. We lift them silently before you now. And in the name of Jesus Christ, our Saviour and Lord, we pray. Please join me now with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us your sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Good morning, people. How are we today? This is no January, no shave. So you ask me something and I'll just say no. So just accept that for the whole of January. Good to see some other no people here this week as well. Hey, look, I hope you're doing well. I had a great Christmas. I hope you guys did too. Time flies. We're already in 2023. So, kids, if you want to come down the front, we're going to talk a little bit about this thing here. All right. And for those of us joining, for those of you joining us today, what we normally do is a bit of a kids talk, just to try and help come in and get a bit closer. Come on, Sammy, over this way. So, okay, tell me, what is this?
Christmas tree.
Okay, what is Christmas all about? Ah, there you go. That's a big question, isn't it? What is Christmas all about? What is Christmas about? Thinking, what are we doing?
Celebrating Jesus is born.
Celebrating Jesus is born. Yes, I like that. Could have been lots of things. Could be presents, could be meals, could be food. So, we remember Christmas is about Jesus being born with us. Jesus with us. So, I want you to give me a hand to take all this stuff down. So, come on, jump up here, give me a hand. Let's take all this stuff because Christmas is over, isn't it? Christmas is over. And let me just quote that. Is that a family tradition? What did you just say?
We can still keep our Christmas trees up after Christmas.
Oh. Well, that's true. That's true. I like it. But let's take some stuff off it. Come on, let's. What we do is, normally what people do after Christmas, they take all the stuff off it, don't they? So let's, there we go. All right. Oh, I should behave myself, shouldn't I? All right, let's go. What are we doing? There we go. Almost there. Oh, there you go. Oh, that was a big effort. I'm not sure I helped very much. But so what have we got now? What have we got left now? What is this?
A plain Christmas tree.
A plain Christmas tree. Is it a very attractive Christmas tree? Well, it's nice, but it's... So what happens when Christmas is over? We've celebrated Jesus with us, the baby Jesus. If the Christmas tree and all things gone, does that mean Jesus is no longer with us?
He is.
So Jesus is with us?
Yes.
Oh, even if the Christmas tree's all gone and it's just an ordinary, boring tree?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so our theme this week is, when Christmas is over, do we pack Jesus away with a tinsel?
No.
No, oh, that's good. So Jesus goes with us everywhere. Where's Jesus going to go with you this year, Sam? Are you doing something new this year? Are you going to a new school? Will Jesus go with you to the new school?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, what about the rest of you? Are you doing something this year that's new? Okay, is Jesus going with you?
Yes.
Oh, good, I was relieved. Okay, hey, look, thanks for helping, because this is our theme. Wherever we go, whatever we do, just because we packed everything away doesn't mean we packed Jesus away, because Jesus goes with us throughout the rest of the year everywhere. All right, any final words?
Not just that year.
Okay, thank you. All right, people, I'm going to roll on, and we will now progress back to Adrian, who is going to then help us with a video, which he's actually thought about deeply, and part of the theme he's come up with this year is this. Thank you.
Let's not pack him away. Open your eyes.
I was thinking about that Christmas 2021, and I just came up with a poem, and I thought, I've got to put some music to it, and that was what came up, so thank you. It's now time for our offering. Please remain seated as we sing Take My Life and Let It Be. Father, thank you that you give the gift of abundant eternal life. You have said that you are a good Father who gives good gifts. Your generosity overflows to us. Everything we have is a gift from you. As we bring our offerings to you, we give back to you from the abundant blessings you have given us. May our gifts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord our God. Blessing and glory, wisdom and thanksgiving, honour, power and strength be unto our God for ever and ever, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated.
Good morning. It's a very short reading this morning. It's from 1 Peter chapter 1. Verses 3 to 5. Praise to God for a living hope. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that that can never perish, spoil or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning. My name is Rosalie. Jackie shared her story last week and she began with a big deep breath. I think I need a brandy. I was born in McLaren Vale. My parents moved to Pinneroo in the Mallee when I was four. I grew up there with my two sisters, enjoying country life, and I still miss it. My grandparents and uncles were on the land and I loved the farms. To this day, I know you can take the girl out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the girl. I went to Pinneroo Area School through to Year 4 High School, an average student. My father was an alcoholic, bringing many challenges which I remember. When I was 11 years old, he was taken away when my mother couldn't cope anymore. At the time, my sisters and I weren't told where he went, just that he had gone. Many years later, I learned he ended up in a men's home in Adelaide. I was notified by an aunt when he died. Things were certainly handled differently back then. My mother raised us girls very well, sacrificing much for herself so we could have what we needed. Faith for me has always been there. No light bulb moment for me, just a grandma and a mum taking us to church, Sunday school, Christian Endeavour, youth group, and being involved in a Christian community within the church and also the small country town. I saw pastoral care at work as local farmers cared for us in practical ways. Meat being delivered from the farm, eggs from another, jobs for my mother working cleaning houses, doing ironing to make ends meet. No Centrelink back then. Our school uniforms and excursions were often paid for by somebody else. My mother was strong, held on to her faith, worked hard. She's 97 years old now. And when she passes, she will leave a legacy of perseverance and constant trust in God. After high school, I got a job in the local deli. A guy came in from one of the local banks one day, ordered an ice cream. I asked, "What flavour?" We had six flavours. He answered, "A bit of each, please." My thoughts, smart aleck from the city. A short time later, I applied for a job in the bank and was very surprised to get it, as I was competing with rich farmers' daughters. But you guessed it, the teller was the smart aleck from the city. The rest is history, as they say. A relationship developed and we were married in 1971. As we were not allowed to work at the same branch when married, we moved to Adelaide, living in a small flat at Goodwood, Neil working at the Goodwood branch of the bank, and me in the city at Goodger Street. What a shock that was for a country girl. I took a long time to adjust to city life. Our dream was for Neil to gain promotions to management and move around country towns in the bank, enjoying country life again. That all changed when our first child, Sarah, was born. Her diagnosis at 18 months was blind, physically, mentally disabled. You need to set her up in care and not have more children unless you adopt. So we needed city facilities for Sarah's care. Our dream couldn't happen.
My faith at that point went out the window. We didn't go to church. I questioned God constantly. We connected with various agencies for help with Sarah. I didn't go back to work. Neil continued with the bank in different branches in the city. We adopted our son Ben when Sarah was 4. We noted his growth and development so different to Sarah's. I had the two extremes. From dear Sarah struggling with hours of therapy, medical appointments, not walking till she was 6, to Ben walking at 11 months, he toilet trained overnight, talking early, busy as. Today we are very proud of our son, now finance manager at the Royal Flying Doctor Service at the Adelaide Airport Base. He's married to Lisa and we have 2 gorgeous granddaughters. When Sarah was able to cope with an MRI of her brain, she was given the diagnosis of Joubert's syndrome, a very rare condition. It's a syndrome that's made up of 11 components, and Sarah has 7 of them, which confirmed her diagnosis. As most of you know, Sarah surprised her medical team. She did walk eventually, calipers and sticks at first. Glasses helped her sight a little bit, and her intellect was enough to learn. But it came with years of therapy, patience, tears, and determination. It would take too long to tell you all the different treatments, therapies, procedures, tests, doctor's appointments, and assessments that she and we went through to overcome some of her problems. Progress was slow, but sure. She attended daily therapy sessions at the Spastic Centre, as it was called back then, 2 years at Regency Park Centre, and then, age 6, started her schooling at Townsend School for Vision Impaired at Hove. At 16, Sarah spent almost 5 years living in a group house with 24/7 care, learning daily living skills, and at the age of 21, moved into her own unit at Oakden near the RSB, where she remains, living as independently as possible, with carers and therapists funded by the NDIS coming to her every week. We are still the backup care, managing her care plan through NDIS, and we go to her most Sundays. She is legally blind with some physical disability, but manages well with her companion dog Magic at her side all the time. With extensive training from orientation and mobility instructors from Guide Dogs SA, she has mastered using a long white cane, enabling her to walk in her familiar areas. Sarah's situation, not Sarah the person, has had a huge impact on our lives. It restricted promotions for Neil in his banking career. I couldn't go back to work until she was 14. We missed our country dream, and the emotional strain and worry was, and still is, very hard. Sarah too has times of asking, why do I have to be like this? She's very aware of the experiences she won't have, and it's at these times my faith is really tested and I don't have the answers for her. So today I share with you that my faith journey has been one where faith just happened in the midst of life, circumstances and challenges. Was I always singing God's praises? No. Did I have questions? Yes. People told me I was a specially chosen mother. I didn't like that, wondering why Sarah had to bear that. We connected with church again eventually, appreciating some wonderful care and support. We witnessed pastoral care coming to us in practical ways, and pastoral care became a drive within me to give it back. Hence my years as pastoral care worker here at the Vines a few years ago. As time went by, my faith grew, It sustained me. I kept up my prayer life. And I realised I was being carried and given strength to cope as I never thought I could. I got through difficult stuff, testing times, often realising after the event, when I looked back, a voice often said, "See, you did it. You managed. It'll be okay." Today, at 48 years old, Sarah is happy, living as independently as possible with support coming to her and us. She has a simple faith, belonging to the Northeastern Salvos Church, singing her heart out every Sunday, beating her tambourine in perfect time. Neil and I will always be grateful to our friends and family who have helped us along the way. And our strength often comes from Sarah herself. She's an amazing person. She never complains, determined to work on what she can do rather than the things she can't experience. There's a quote that says, "Walk by faith, not by sight." I think Sarah demonstrates that as she allows her cane to be her eyes. What lies ahead? Who knows? We are getting older. Sarah is getting older, and her condition is changing. We are part of a carers support group where all members have the same fears and concerns. What happens when we can no longer do what we do for our loved ones? So as we move into another year after Christmas, we really need to hold on to the blessings of Christmas. Peace, hope, joy. Don't pack them up with the Christmas tree and the cards. Hold on to them, trusting in God every day, whatever that day brings. The Bible verse from Proverbs 3:5 comes to my mind often. Lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord. With all your heart and mind, do not rely on your own insight and understanding. I share all of this knowing there are many others who face daily challenges as carers that are way heavier than my role. I am inspired by others who hold steadfast to their faith through difficult times. I also know a faith enables us to get through heavy challenges, but it doesn't take it away. You can have all the counselling you like, but at the end of the day, you must come back to it. That's where faith kicks in. You have that something to hold on to, and you are reminded of our God who cares, and he brings us through the hardship. So this is my story to date, an ordinary country girl given a life challenge as a mother, now aged in my 70s, trusting God more than ever to hold and protect my special daughter's future and mine in his hands. God bless you all.
Been very, very fortunate the last couple of weeks to have Jackie and Rosalie share. And this year, I really continue to open opportunities for you to share some of your story. Now, I want you to pause and turn to the person next to you. What is one thing you connected with from that sharing? Just chat to the person next to you. What is one thing you connected with out of that? You know, what are you going to take with you through this year? Off you go. You've got 20 seconds.
One of the things that I took from all that was that no matter what has happened in Rosalie's life, there is a God of salvation who stays with us, goes through everything with us. He's there before we even get there, preparing the situation. And I think we really know, really need to stand and sing to our God of salvation. And let's praise our Maker, let's praise our Saviour. And let's praise the Lord, our everlasting King.
Thank you to Adrian, who is doing some worship leading once again this year. Thanks, man, for your theme. Been good. Thank you for January. Normally, the worship team, we have whoever rocks up. So we're not really sure what happens from one Sunday to the next in January. But thank you for all coming. And as you go, may the words or the songs from today stir you for the rest of the year. May the peace and love of Christ go with you. Now and forevermore. Amen. Thanks.